Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 17th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Dalad, Masech De Gittin, Perik Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. This perik is going to continue telling us the various halachas that were also done or made because of Tikkun Ha'olam, to fix up as a remedy, to fix up the world. We're going to talk about here three different types of payments. First payment is the payment for damages. Second one is payment for a debt. And third one is payment for the ksuba in the event that a husband divorces or dies before the wife. Says the Mishnah, Hanizokin, people who have suffered damages and now are claiming money, payment for their damages from the mazik, from the one who caused the damage, Shomin lahem be'idis. We take the payment from the evaluation of the best or the top quality of the land, of the mazik, and we collect damages from that in order equivalent to the amount of the damages that was caused. How do we know that? The pasuk says, "Ki avirish sodacherem," when a person causes damage to someone's field or vineyard, or his animal causes damage to it, then metav sodeyu umetav karmi shalom. He shall pay the best top quality of his field or the top quality of his vineyard shall be used for payment of the damages. However, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva as to what exactly is meant by metav sodehu, his field or his vineyard. Is it mean the best or top quality of the maziks or the top quality of the niziks, the one who suffered the damage? According to Rabbi Shmuel, he holds that it's not the value of the nazik, of the idis, of the top quality of the mazik's property, but rather the top quality of the nechosim, of the properties, which are equivalent to the best of the nizik, of the one who suffered the damage. So let's say, for example, the mazik had very good high quality properties, and his cheapest property would be equal to the type of quality of land of the nizik, of the one who suffered the damages. Then the mazik would only be required to use his land, which is the cheaper end of town, cheaper real estate, because it satisfies metav sadeo. It's still the best of his field, meaning the nizik, the one who suffered the damage. Rabbi Kiva holds no. He holds that metav sadeo means, when the Torah says the best of his field, it means the best of the field of the mazik, of the one who caused the damage. And therefore, there are two different opinions in the Gemara as to how to understand our Mishnah. One opinion, the Gemara says, that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yishmael, which means that min haTorah, one should use the idis of the nizik. That min haTorah, as far as Torah is concerned, the mazik, the one who caused the damage, is only required to use the land that he has that's equivalent to the equality to the quality of the nizik, of the one who suffered the damage. But because of Tikkun HaOlam, in order to stop people causing damage and to make people aware of it, the Chacham said, no, we're going to make the mazik pay and use his top quality land, even if it's way above anything of the quality of the nizik. It's a preventative measure, Tikkun HaOlam, to make a person think carefully or twice before he or his animals or property causes damage. That's one opinion of the Gemara. That's the Tikkun HaOlam. According to another opinion, it's a Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, that even min haTorah, the mazik has to pay using the top quality of his land, not the top quality that's equivalent to that of the nizik. So what's the Tikkun HaOlam then? Tikkun HaOlam sounds like there's a new takana made. So the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Akiva, what our Mishnah is telling us is, yes, the Torah says that you have to pay, or the mazik has to use the top quality land or top quality real estate to pay the damages, but that itself is because of Tikkun HaOlam. Not that the rabbis made a takon Tikkun HaOlam, but the rationale behind the Torah's insistence that the mazik has to use his top quality land is of Tikkun HaOlam, to make a person think twice. And in that sense, our Mishnah goes not only according to Rabbi Akiva, but also follows Rabbi Shimon on another machlekes. Rabbi Shimon is the one who says we need to look at the reasons behind the psukim. What's the reason? And sometimes it makes a difference in halacha. Rabbi Shimon says, why do people who suffer damages get the best of the property of the mazik? It's because of people who will, person shouldn't think, oh, why should I steal? Why should I, I'm not going to do all these damages. I'm going to be very careful because Beis Din might come tomorrow and take my best real estate and use it to pay for the nizik. So the Torah actually says this, Metav Sadeo, but the rationale behind it is indeed because of Tikkun HaOlam. Either way, whether it's Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel, what we actually use to pay damages is that of the Mazik's top quality land. Second type of damage, the second type of payment, that is for debts, Ubal Choiv Babeninis. And a creditor gets paid using the borrower's average quality land. So if the borrower doesn't have any assets or any liquid assets, and he's only got land, so what we would do is we would go and he's got different levels of quality of land, we will go to his average quality land and pay that and use that to pay the debt if he's got no free cash or free holding. That is, again, Tikkun HaOlam. Why? Minat Torah, a creditor can only claim from the cheapest property of the borrower. As it says, the man that you are chasing, he shall take out the collateral or take out the goods outside. That's when it talks about a creditor coming to get the debt. What does a person usually take out from his house? Would you take your best things or the worst things? You take the least quality things. If I can get away as a borrower, I'm not going to take my best quality out to pay my debt. So Minat Torah, we learn from here that a borrower really only has to pay and use the cheapest of his land, or if it's paying real estate. But because of Tikkun HaOlam, in order to make a remedy for borrowers, otherwise in order to allow borrowers to have access to credit, the Chachamim came along and said that even a creditor can also claim from the Idis, from the best quality of the borrower. This would allow borrowers to have credit. Third payment, the Ksuba. Uksubas isho ba ziburis. And the rabbi said that a ksuba of a woman can be claimed from the ziburis, from the cheapest of the land of the husband. So, the balchoiv, the creditor, the only reason they made him be able to collect from the bainis, the average one, is in order to allow borrowers to have credit. But with a ksuba of a woman, there's no allowing people access or credit. There's no tikkun. And we're not worried that maybe a woman would be reluctant to get married if she knows that the ksuba can only come from the cheapest rather husband. We're not worried about that because the Gemara says more than a man wants to marry a woman wants to be married by a man. And therefore the ksuba of the isha is the ziburis, is going to be claimed from the cheapest of the land of the real estate of the husband. Rabbi Meir Omer, Afksubas Isha Babenis. He argues, he says that ksuba of a woman is also claimable from the average real estate of the average quality real estate of the husband, like a creditor, like a balchov. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like the Tanakama, as we just said. Ksuba of a woman is baziburis, the cheapest of the land. Again, all of this is if there is no free cash. We're only talking about where the land, the real estate, was being used, whether it's the case of to pay, whether it's the case of damages or a loan repayment or a ksuba. If there is cash or if there is chattels, then that's what is used first. What happens if a mazik, the one who caused damage, sold his assets after they became already chayiv to pay for damages? Or if a borrower sold his properties after they were subject to a mortgage, to a loan. And by default, all properties are subject to a mortgage, to a loan. Then in such a case, the nizik and the malva, the one who has suffered the damages or the creditor, are able to claim the debt from properties that are bought or sold by the borrower or the mazik, respectively. We call these properties nechosim mishubodim. And a woman can also collect a ksuba from nechasim mishabadim. Let's have a look in our Mishnah to see that as far as nechasim mishabadim, when it comes to properties that are already being sold, then the law is a bit different to what we've said in Mishnah Aleph in terms of quality of the land. Ein nifroin Mishnah Beis. Ein nifroin min nechasim mishabadim. The nizik, the one who suffered damages, or the creditor, cannot claim payment from the from properties which have been mortgaged. Bimakim sheyesh nechasim v'necharin. If the mazik or the borrower has freehold properties, which is not subject to any mortgage. V'afil hein ziburis. And even if the assets happen to be cheap on the cheaper side of the end of the market, the nizik, the mother, can't claim, oh, that's not fair. We want to take payment from your best property, which you've sold to Yankel the other day. Can't do that. If there's properties which are b'nei chorin, which are unencumbered, they're the ones that have to be taken for payment. And this was done again because of tikkun olam. Otherwise, it spoils the market of transactions, the free market, because people will be afraid to buy things and property if you know that it could be taken by the lender or the person who was the suffered damages. Ein nifroin min nichsa yisoimim ela min ziboris. And now there was another takana, that was that when the people come to claim, either it's a nizik or it's a malva, and they're coming to claim from the person who caused the damage but who's died, and so they're coming to claim from the orphans, or they're coming to claim from the orphans of the borrower, you can only claim, if they're using property, ziburis, the cheaper end of the properties. Again, this is because of tikkun olam. This is to be lenient, to provide a bit of leniency for the yesomim, for the orphans. So the borrower can't come, the lender can't come along and say, I normally get beinonis, I normally get medium quality or average quality land, I'm going to take that from the orphans. We'd say, no, you can't. From orphans, you can't do that. You can only get ziburis, the cheaper land. And the same thing with the nizik who normally can get payment from the idis, from the top quality of property of the one who caused the damage, that's only if he's doing it from the one caused the damage, but not from the orphans if the mazik has died.